Welcome to TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector, sponsored by sportscardforum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host for the program. It is Sunday, February 16th, 2020, and glad you're joining me today for this week's episode. We have a fun collector's corner this week. We're talking with father and son team, Joe and Sean Ahern from, they're from New Jersey, and we're, they're TTM collectors, and we talk TTM and all sorts of fun collecting. So hopefully you enjoy our interview. Not a lot to cover this week, as we've been doing shows every week. I've been really going crazy interviewing a lot of former athletes. I interviewed a former National League Most Valuable Player the other day. I interviewed a former AL Cy Young winner. I have a former Major League pitcher, and I've got a former Major Leaguer up for next week. So we've got a lot of baseball coming up, as pitchers and catchers are reporting, and it's time to start thinking about baseball. Just a couple housekeeping things. I want to make sure everyone knows, if you need to email me or send me suggestions regarding the show, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. Our show can be found basically anywhere podcasts are found. So tell your friends, spread the word, spread the good word about our podcast. Let them know that we talk TTM and talk collecting. If you have an Alexa device, all you have to do is say, "Alexa, play TTM Cast podcast," and you can hear this podcast and all our previous podcasts. We're also on Spotify. We're on Podbean. We are on Google Listen. We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. And of course, we have our forum on sportscardforum.com. So there's all sorts of ways to talk about what's going on in TTM with me and find out about our podcast. Now on to our first segment is Baker's Dozen, which is kind of a brain dump of what's been happening in the hobby for the last week or so. Not a lot going on. Our next show will be next Sunday, February 23rd. I said I have a former Major League outfielder joining us, and we talk about his career and talk about collecting and TTMing, so that'll be a great episode for next week. I noticed Jose Lind, who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the 90s, is now charging $1 for autograph. He used to be free, but now he's charging $1 per card. Just a couple of little things. We got baseball starting, pitchers and catchers are reporting. Hopefully you're getting your spring training autograph requests out in the mail. And, you know, I always recommend going to check out Troy Rudder's site at ttmautograph.com. He has a hot list on his site and gives a list of who was signing in spring training last year. It's always a fun thing to check. And good luck. I'm wishing everyone good luck with their spring training requests, and hopefully you're getting those out if you haven't already sent them out. And then lastly, we're starting to start thinking about fantasy baseball. TTM Dustin has started a fantasy baseball league, and our draft is going to be on Sunday, March 22nd. We're very excited about playing fantasy baseball with fellow TTMers, so that should be a fun time, and we'll kind of try to give you some updates of how the league's going and who's going to have bragging rights during the season. So we're looking forward to playing fantasy baseball with TTM Dustin and a bunch of other TTMers. And now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. Vern Rapp Minute is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who passed away prior to me sending him a TTM request. And I'm happy to say, for the first time in over a year that I've been doing the show, we don't have any new deaths to report. So we're very happy that we have no new deaths to report. So we're going to go get right on 2 returns. I have been sending out a bunch of requests in the last 2 weeks, and they're starting to come in. So let's run through the returns. I've got a 1986 Flair basketball card returned from Ralph Sampson. I believe this is his rookie card, and he signed it. He also sent along a postcard. Size autograph with his Sports Illustrated cover that I didn't request, but sent that along with the card that I had sent him. So glad to have Ralph Sampson in the fold. And I've got a bunch of football cards that have got returned recently. This past week, I got Jordy Nelson, who had a card that had been out for a while. The Ralph Sampson card had only been out for a week or so. I got a Panini card from last year, 2018 Panini card from Jordy Nelson. He is showing him on the Packers, but it's an Oakland Raider card, and he signed it. Took about a year to get back, but I got that back. I got a 1968 Art Graham from the New England Patriots. He signed it. It's a 68 Tops card, and he returned that to me in, I don't know, about a week and a half. Then I got 3 editions for my game day set, my 92 game day set. I got Anthony Carter from the Minnesota Vikings, Mike Sherrard from the San Francisco 49ers, and Eric Metcalf from the Cleveland Browns. Metcalf and Carter took about, less than 2 weeks. Mike Sherrard maybe took, 2 months. But glad to add those to my collection. And lastly, for football, I've got a 2006, I think. It's a Topps card. Steve Watson played for the Denver Broncos, and this is 2006. Oh, I'm sorry, 1990, that's what I thought. 1986, too little print for these old eyes, but 1986 Steve Watson card from the Denver Broncos, so happy to add that to the collection. Sorry about that, the confusion on that one. Then I got a bunch of baseball returns. So I got a couple Tom Bergmeier cards. I got a 1973 Topps card from Tom Bergmeier, and I got a 1981 Red Sox Coca-Cola Topps card from 1981 that he signed. So I've been starting to collect those and adding those to my collection. Very happy about that. I've got 2 cards from 1973 Topps. I got Dave Duncan from the Oakland A's. That got returned in a couple weeks. And Del Unser, 1970 Topps from his on the Cleveland Indians. And that took about 2 weeks as well. I got a couple cards, additions to my 1978 set. I got John Waltham from the Kansas City Royals on a 1978 Topps card. That took less than 2 weeks. And I got a Brooks Robinson 1978 card. It's a 77 record breaker card. It is card number 4. And he signed that, and he put his Hall of Fame 1983 on it. And I got that back in less than 10 days. Lastly, a couple more baseball cards that I got. I got Ian Kiner-Falefa from the Texas Rangers on a 2018 Topps Heritage card. And that took over a year. I think that I sent that out last spring training, and I just got that back actually today. Or on Saturday. And lastly, I got a card returned 1981 Topps Coca-Cola card, another Red Sox card from Dave Stapleton, who played for the Red Sox back in the 80s. So a lot of returns for the past week, and I've got a lot out there. So they're starting to finally come in. I actually got 6 returns back on Saturday, which was probably the most I've gotten back in a while. So if you want to see any and all my returns, I always post them on Instagram. You can find my Instagram is TTMcast. I am at TTMcast on Instagram. So if you want to see any and all my returns, the cards are always posted on Instagram. And close out the segment, our last segment is always our interview segment, and I had the pleasure to speak with Joe and Sean Ahern, who are TTM collectors from New Jersey. Joe is a big Met fan. Sean is a big Yankee fan. We talk about baseball. They're big baseball guys. We talk about some of the things that they're collecting, some of the TTM stuff. And I hope you enjoy our interview. So without further ado, here are the Aherns in Collector's Corner.
This week's interview is brought to you by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
Joining us on the TTM cast line from their home in New Jersey, this will be the first time that I interviewed two people at once. So if I step on someone while we're doing the interview, I apologize. Is Joe Ahern and Sean Ahern. They are TTM collectors, and Joe is the founder of Baseball Autograph TTM on Facebook. And welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi. How are you, Jeff?
Good morning.
Joe, when you and I kind of reached out, the one thing that I noticed about your email is that you guys have over 7,000 TTM returns. So you've been doing TTMs for a while. How did you guys get involved with TTMing?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, I started collecting, I guess, just like baseball autographs back in the 90s, you know, not through the mail, but, you know, I had a big collection, you know, this even before Sean was born. And then I stopped for a while, and then he got to a certain age, and I had some leftover baseball cards, you know, from when I was a kid from the 70s, and I gave them to him, you know, and he thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, you know, then we started.
You raised them well.
Yeah. So we started collecting, you know, some cards and this and that here and there. And then I took him to a show up at White Plains, and he was about, I guess, 11 or 12 years old. And the first autograph he got in person was Al Jackson mm-hmm. from the Mets.
Yeah, and he had a stellar career, I say. Right? He wasn't a great pitcher, but he was a pretty good pitching coach for the Red Sox back in the day.
Right, right. So then, like, shortly thereafter, we went to an autograph show at Citi Field for the Mets' 50th anniversary. And what happened was we were talking with another father and son there, had a conversation with them, and they started talking to us about TTM because we didn't really realize you could do that, or I never really knew nothing about it. Or I would have been doing it years ago. That's all Sean had to hear, and then we decided to start doing that.
And then how many did you start sending stuff out right away, and how were you getting your list? Because this is what...
Go ahead.
We started sending out pretty much right away. We joined sportscollectors.net.
We started with the Harvey list first.
Okay.
No, we got the free version of sportscollectors.net, which we eventually upgraded to the $15 a year, which is very worth it. We were just pretty much writing down before we got the paid subscription. We were just writing down addresses because, you know, you can't look anybody up. So I think the first person we got back in the same day was Ron Say and Don Zimmer. So, and actually it's Don Zimmer's autograph, not his wife's, because that was the whole big thing about that. There was a lot of times Don Zimmer's wife was signing his mail.
Yeah,
but that one was a good one. I was happy about that when I did some research and found out it was real.
Now, do you send your stuff off to get authenticated to PSA?
We usually don't do that just because, you know, we have 7,000 cards and it costs, you know, $15-$20 to do one. So with that $15 or $20, I can go get a 1969 card from my 69 set or something like that, you know.
I just finished the 69 set, actually, about, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, we finished it a long time ago, and that was, like, our first real big set of getting autographs on. We ended up, right now, we're at, like, 570 out of 664 signed in the set, so.
Yeah, I don't have the set signed. I just collected the set.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we started out initially with that set, and prior to that, we also started out with the 1957 set because he really liked those cards for some reason, and thankfully we did because we were only basically sending out you know one card at a time to players because we didn't realize how expansive we wanted to be with the collection at the time. We were just very focused, you know, and most of the guys that we sent to are now unfortunately no longer with us, you know, I would say.
Yeah, the 57 said at least, you know, 50% of those guys that we sent to, if not more, have, you know, gone.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, every day you're looking at somebody that passed away. We're losing a lot of guys from the 69 set recently.
Yeah, Ed Sprague was one of, I think, the most recent one we lost at 69 A's.
Yep. So I'm collecting the 78 top set. So
my friend was still that. Yeah.
The one I had most of as a kid was 76. So I've got that set completed and
signed.
No, just okay. Completed. And then I've got about, I guess over 300 of them signed, I think, right now.
That's nice. Yeah, I actually got lucky. I had when I my dad was owned his own drugstore back in the 70s and 80s. So he used to just bring home boxes of cards. So in 78, I probably had two or three sets. Full sets, so. And tons of doubles. So I was like, oh, I'll just start sending that one out. So, if you don't get one back, it wasn't a big deal.
Right, right. Well, I grew up in Queens initially until I was about 10, and I had some cards from like 68 through 71, and somehow when we moved, they got tossed out or lost. So I lost all those cards, and my son thought that was a crying shame. So we've pretty much bought back probably everything and more that I ever had. So we've got most of those three sets, four sets completed now.
Probably missed about 10 cards between the four sets.
Now, how do you guys display your stuff? Do you keep them in albums, or how do you display this?
I keep most of my cards in binders just to, keep them safe. You don't want to leave them out.
Yep.
I do have a couple. I have my 69 Mets and some 69 Hall of Famers in like 20 card plaques that you buy at like Michael's on the wall.
Yeah.
But other than that, I usually just keep everything in binders. I have like unsigned 70s in a box. And then I have like another little box of cards that I'm going to mail out for like most of them were in the 60s, but now I'm kind of running low on those because you guys see all the 60s stuff that I get back in the mail on the page, so
yep.
Starting to dwindle down. I'm going to start hitting the 70s pretty soon.
Now, what other sets are you working on? You're working on 57, you're working on 69. What other sets are you working on?
It's kind of, so like I'm crazy with it. I'm doing like 49 Bowman all the way to, now I'm pretty much doing anybody that signs like for tops, I'll just send it out and get it autographed.
Okay.
Mainly focusing on 49 to 67 right now because 68 through 71, I've pretty much done all of them. So 49 to 67, I'm just anybody that's still alive, anybody that wants to sign for me, I'll just mail out to them and just try to get them to sign those cards.
Now, are you using Harvey? Are you using
I'm sorry.
Where are you getting the list from?
Yeah, I use Sports Collectors, just pretty much everything. We bought the Harvey list, I want to say it was 2012, 2013, but we stopped buying it because as soon as you pay for the Sports Collectors membership, like I would say 98% of the time, 99% of the time, the address that I need is there. There's only a select few times where someone just moves. But then someone always, posts the address. And there's a lot of people on there, that if you can just message them, even if they write, like, care of home. And if you just say something, really nice, I want to really get them from my collection, blah, 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 blah. Eight or nine times out of ten, they'll say, oh, okay, this was the address that I sent you. Every once in a while, you get that guy that said, I'm not giving it to you. Okay, that's fine,
Now, are you guys doing it concurrently, or are you guys both sending out your own things, or are you doing it as a father-son team?
Yeah, well, mostly we do it as a team, certain things. Like I just started basically doing 1964 Topps Giants cards.
Those are nice.
So that's been my little pet project. So I've been working on that myself. So I've got most of them, and I got, maybe 15 signed so far, something like that. 15 or 20 of them signed. But, I guess it's just a fun little thing. And I worked on, like, they were, like, those 1968 folding Topps posters, I've got about a half a dozen of those, signed as well.
Yeah, the crazy thing about those was we mailed Jim Fregosi, and it came back, I think, the day before the day he died, I believe it came back. So that was I couldn't believe that actually came back because I think I saw something online and then it came in the mail. So, but
because he had passed away while he was on a trip.
Yeah,
he was on a cruise,
mm-hmm.
And I guess he must have signed that stuff and mailed it right before he went because that's what we got it like a day or two later, and then we heard he passed away.
That's kind of cool. Now, we're speaking with Joe and Sean O'Hearn from their home in New Jersey. They are TTM collectors extraordinaires. Joe started the Facebook group, Baseball TTM Autograph, right, Joe?
Yeah, well, basically what happened with that was, you know, we belonged to a different group,
Baseball TTM. Mine is Baseball Autographs TTM.
Sorry.
There was Baseball TTM Autographs. I just wanted to start up a new group because, you know, they kicked me out of that group just because there was some, you know, differences in opinions. I just left it, you know, didn't bother like messaging them like, hey, you know, what's the problem? Why can't you let me back in? I knew a lot of friends within that group. So what I ended up doing was I started up a new group. I had like, you know, 5 or 10 people when I first started it out. I had, you know, me, my dad, my cousin. Rob Salvis is a big member in the group, a couple other people. And then it just kind of grew from there. And then, you know, yeah, sooner or later, we were at like 3,000 members. We're like, holy crap, what happened here? And now we're at like 4,700. It's getting crazy.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at how many people are actually TTMing. I'm not, you know, you never know how big the hobby is.
Yeah. You know, and you know, the thing was, you know, the people in that other group that and Sean was the only one that was you know, picked on, I guess, yeah. If you want to say. And there were other people that were complaining about, you know, the people that were running that thing. And I said, so he was a little bit upset. And I said, well, you know what, why don't we just start, you know, a group of ourselves. I said, you know, because he was only 17 years old at the time. And I said, you know, who's going to pick on a kid? You know, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently autographs are fake.
They were just very, you know, what's the word?
I don't know. They just didn't really show respect.
Judgmental. Thank you. Very overly judgmental and a little bit disrespectful. You know, as far as I was concerned, I said, you know what? We'll do our own group this way. You know, Dad will monitor it. If anybody gets out of line, I'll just get rid of them. You know, because it's supposed to be. You know, so everybody seems to love the group. You know, there's no nonsense. You know, and I don't put up with any nonsense. If anybody gets out of line, I let them know it. And if it continues, I just get rid of them because, you know, it's supposed to be a place for fun, a place where you show off your collection, a place where you network with people, everybody helps each other out. You know, that's the kind of atmosphere we try to provide for people, you know.
Yeah, and luckily we haven't had too many issues, you know.
Yeah, really.
A couple here and there, and that's it. It's nothing bad. That other group, I'm telling you, was like every other day there was someone like going off on somebody else, and it was just, and like no one came in to intervene with it. It would be like 15 or 20 comments with people swearing and stuff like that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's wrong. No, I mean, it's
anyway,
fun.
Yeah.
And I really, what I really don't like is that if you post something and then, you know, some guy comments, oh, that's a fake, that's a auto pen or whatever, and like, you know what? Posted it because it's for me. For me, it's real. I'm not selling to anyone. I'm not looking to make money off it. You know what I mean? I get the autograph, and if Roger Staubach happens to send me back and it's an auto pen, well, that's fine. Just keep it to yourself. It's real to me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, like I said, you know, people have to be overly judgmental, you know, it's because they've got nothing better to do, you know.
Now, do you guys do just baseball, or are you in the...
We're pretty focused just on baseball.
Yep. Okay. I collected 1992 game day set, the NFL set.
That's nice.
Ones. Yeah, those are nice. I've got probably 300 of those now.
Yeah, the only thing outside of baseball that we have is something that I got years ago. I got a football autographed by Joe Namath because he was my hero when I was a kid.
that's a nice one. Now, I know you guys went to the White Plains show recently. Did you make any scores or any finds there?
At the most recent one?
Yeah.
It was kind of a light show for me. I didn't spend too much, and everything in my wallet kind of stayed in there. I spent maybe like, you know, a couple, you know, $50, something like that. It wasn't crazy. Trying to think what I got. Yeah, I got just a few cards here and there for TTM. I think I got a 60 Yogi Berra, pretty cheap. And it was like $10. Condition's actually not too bad, surprisingly, for that price. But yeah.
Did you get any autographs?
We met Vernon Law, Jose Reyes, which was pretty cool. Unfortunately, couldn't get a picture with him because His manager didn't allow it. who else did we get?
Duffy Dyer. Yeah, because we're working on so we put Duffy Dyer and Jose Reyes on this. We have this huge poster that I got back in 2013 when the Mets hosted the All-Star Game. Modell's Sporting Goods had this big, advertising poster in the window. And I went to them. I said, you guys going to do anything with that poster once the All-Star Game's over? And they said, we're probably just going to chuck it. I said, could you put it aside for me? I said, I gave my name and number. He said, yeah, sure. Come back in a week and it'll be here for you. So that's what I did. I did a huge cardboard poster and we've got about 25 or 30 signatures on it now.
Didn't they say something like other people inquired about it after you did?
I think so.
A couple people that wanted that poster after we did. So luckily we got it right. We went in there at the right time and told them.
Yeah, because I figured it's something that you'll never see again because it's fixed to that date. That's when they hosted. I thought it was a cool thing. It's got the Mets logo and
framing it's gonna be a pain. I think it's almost 4 feet, 3 or 4 feet. It's gotta be close to 4 feet tall. I think.
Yeah.
I'll take up one wall of your man cave.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a quick funny story about that. Because we're sitting in the man cave right now as we're speaking to you, and we've got I don't know if you've ever been to Citi Field, but when you go up they have these huge, they show the starting lineup every day, and they got these really big baseball cards of the players up there. I think they do that in a lot of stadiums now. They're the tops cards,
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I found some guy selling these things on eBay, and I got a really good deal on I got three of them.
When I found it, it was the guy wanted $50 a piece, and I messaged him because I thought they were pretty cool, and I was like, hey, how much would you want for all three? I said, I saw you on, because they all went unsold, and he had them at $50 a piece. I said, what did we get them for, $50 for all three?
For all three, yeah.
So we got David Wright's 2010. Matt Harvey's 2013, I think. Hold on.
And Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler's 2013 as well.
And the Harvey and the Wheeler were signed by them.
Oh, wow.
So we had to go up somewhere near White Plains to pick them up for this guy, and we didn't realize how big they were. So when we got there, I had my car. It was a Toyota Corolla. They wouldn't fit in the car. So I go, crap, what do we do now? So I had to run down to a local hardware store, buy some rope, and tie them to the roof of the car to get them home.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I was holding the string in the back seat of the car. And what bridge were we on?
Shaking your head, look at these fools.
Yeah, so we're already riding back across the Tappan Zee Bridge, praying that these things aren't going to blow off the roof.
And it ended up moving a little bit. We had to reposition them one time after we got over the bridge. I felt it jump up in the air one time when we hit a bump, and I was like, that's not good. But we got them home safely. They haven't left the basement yet. But they're 5 feet tall. They're made out of sheetrock. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do. You didn't have to frame them or anything?
You can't frame them. They're 5 feet of sheetrock.
Oh.
And the only way to do that is if you had a really big room and you just actually just put them up as part of the wall or put them in a garage or something like that. But we don't have that big a space, so we kind of have one of them standing in a corner.
And then the other two are behind it.
It's kind of like that Big Bang Theory episode when they buy the time machine thing.
Exactly.
What are we going to do with this?
Yeah. Yeah. So probably the pinnacle of our collection is probably the 1927 Yankees. We have autographs from Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and about 15 others, all framed.
I actually got Wait Hoyt when I was a kid. I wrote to him when I was a kid.
Well, the Babe Ruth was a family heirloom. Babe Ruth lived. My father grew up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and they lived in the same area where Babe Ruth lived after he retired from baseball. And my aunt, who was older than my dad, was friends with his daughter.
Wow.
Just a neighborhood friend, and that's how we came across that autograph. So when she happened to be over the house, she, I guess. Dorothy Ruth. She got the autograph and also got Tony Lazzari's autograph because he just happened to be there that day.
A different time.
Yeah, so we've got both of those, and then like I said, we got a bunch of others.
I think I have Joe Dugan. Joe Dugan.
Yeah, we have him too. Yeah.
Third base.
Yeah.
So that's our prized possession, I'd say.
that's another huge
favorite one that I got when I was a kid. My grandfather was a big Joe Wood fan, and I must have been like 10 or 12 years old. I went to a card show and he was there, and I got Smokey Joe Wood on a picture who played for the Red Sox. He was an old man. He must have been in late 80s, early 90s when he was there. I mean, he was frail. And
Right.
I only knew of him because my grandfather would just would talk about him endlessly. And I literally got it just to show my grandfather, and I'm glad I did.
Right. Yeah, when I was a freshman in high school, I went to Bergen Catholic High School. We had an exhibition basketball game, the Yankees against our faculty, and I remember getting a Roy White and Mickey Rivers autograph from that.
Now, how much time do you spend on TTM in a week? It sounds like you're really vested in it.
Depends on the week, because there's some weeks where I'm busy with school and work, so I just don't do it, and then I'll just, like, have, like, a day where I'll just, like, write out, like, 50 requests, so it's kind of crazy. Like, I'll just do it all in one shot, usually.
Do you handwrite everything?
Yeah, we do. Everything. Yep.
And do you ask questions, or what, you know, what?
No,
but
sometimes.
Or?
Sometimes. Usually not, but sometimes we'll ask a question or two.
Do you send out more than one card when you're sending it out, or what?
Yeah, but there's a lot of times where I'll send doubles and I'll offer them to keep them as well. But if they send them back signed, then bonus. I'll just put them in my doubles box.
Yeah, we saw Duffy Dyer at the show, and he had signed something for me through the mail. It was when they won the World Series, the Daily News had put out like some 8x10 lithographs of all the 69 Mets. It was a set of 20, but there was actually 28 of them done, but only 20 of them were actually published. But I recently found out when I was doing some looking for something up online. It's like, oh, I don't have this one. I don't have that one. Where do they come from? You know, and so I was able to find like three or four of them that weren't ever done, and I was able to print them out and mail them to the a few of the players: J.C. Martin, Duffy Dyer, Bobby Fail, and Jack DeLauro.
Yeah.
So when I had written to Duffy, I asked him. I said, "Hey, did you keep the original? Did they give you the original art for these things?" And he wrote me back, "Yes, they did." So when I saw him at the show, I said, "Hey, you know, it's great that you have the original art on these because yours was never published with the rest of the set. It's definitely worth something." He goes, "Yeah, I know."
That's funny.
You know, he could easily, you know, print those out and sell them, because I think anybody that has that collection would probably want one.
So how many were in the set?
There were 20 done in the set. You know,
there were a few that they
and for whatever yeah for whatever reason there was eight of them, about eight of them that were not released. I don't know why. Bruce Stark did the art on those. He was like the main guy who did all that stuff for the Daily News.
I think they just wanted to put out the main guys, like you know.
Guys, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was probably a financial thing. Maybe it cost them too much money to do. Who knows?
That's cool. Now, do you? I was going to ask you, in terms of, I know in the hobby recently, there's been I get a lot of pushback from, because I've talked to athletes for the podcast, and they seem to be upset when people send, you know, five or six of the same card, and they know they're selling it. Do you feel that that's a problem that's in the hobby, that these guys are going to stop signing because?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if you're sending different cards, that's one thing. But if you're sending like, you know, half a dozen of the same card, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and if you're sending five or six of the same card, you're not offering the player to keep them. Like, you know, if you say, oh, you know, sign one or two for me and keep the rest for you. You know, if they send all six back signed, then okay, fine. But at least you offered, you know, for them to keep the cards. You know, there's been times where I'll have like three of the same card, and I'll just write in the letter, "Hey, I had extras on this one. If you want to keep it for your collection, you know." Yeah, I figure some of these baseball players, you know, probably don't have their cards, or you know, they just don't care. But Yeah, it's cool that they can, you know, have at least one or two of them of their own for their collection.
Yeah, it was funny. I was at the Red Sox winter weekend this weekend. You know, they had a Springfield mask, and it was basically a random draw. You didn't know who you were going to get in your autograph. And I ended up getting Rafael Devers, which was kind of neat. But
nice.
The guy in front of me had a card that Devers had never seen before. It was an old mm-hmm. card, and he doesn't really speak English that well, so he was just kind of looking at it, and he was trying through his interpreter, saying, "Oh yeah, it's an old one." And then I gave him I had a Topps Heritage card from this year, and he was looking mm-hmm. at it. He's like, "Oh yeah, we took this at spring training," and he was kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when you bring stuff to some of these players that they've never really seen, or, you know, something odd, and they'll comment on it, and you have a little conversation, you know.
Yeah.
That happened to us with Rusty Staub, you know, because I did one of those 1968 Topps posters. So, geez, I haven't seen one of these in ages, you know, and he signed it. And Rusty's kind of was kind, and that was like one of the last shows he did before he passed. So we were lucky to have seen him. But he, it was funny because we were friendly with a fellow, Jim Gosger, and he played with Rusty when he was on the Mets, and I guess also on the Expos. So when we said to him, "Oh, by the way, you know, Jim Gosger sends his regards," and it's like a huge, biggest smile came over. So he said, "Oh, I love Jim. Jim's an awesome guy. Please give him my regards back." You know.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I interviewed Dave Moorhead for the podcast a couple months ago when we were talking, and we were at a show up here in Wilmington, Mass, and someone brought in the shirt that he wore when he threw his no-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how'd you get that? And he's like, "I'd like to get that for my collection." And the equipment manager for the Red Sox actually saved the shirt, and it was his son who had the shirt.
Wow.
And Dave Moore had signed it. And he's like, "Geez, I usually don't see stuff that I haven't seen before, but that I'd really like to get that for my collection."
Right, right. And it was funny because and the thing about Jim Gosker was he was on the 69 Mets, but he did not for a little while, but he didn't make the postseason roster. It was like, and he told us the story. It was like
between him and a pitcher,
and he lost out.
Yeah, he spoke. You know, Gil Hodges called him to his office. You know, he was telling me the story over the phone recently. And he said, "You know, Jim, you know, I'd love to have you on the roster, but, you know, I just couldn't find a spot for you." But, you know, he was in the dugout, you know, when they won. You know, so he was great. He's grateful that he was there.
Well, you'll have to pass on his contact information to me because I'd love to interview him for the show. I think
he's a really nice guy. And what happened was you know, he signed some things for us, and Sean started talking to him, I guess, via Facebook, and, you know, and we learned about this stuff, and there was a 69 Met show that was coming up, and, you know, Sean's like, "Yeah, you know, maybe they'd want Jim to sign because he'd be an odd autograph to get, but because he was on the team, you know, he was so." Sean messaged the promoter of White Plains and told him the story, and sure enough, he ended up getting a call and got an invite to the show.
Oh, that's neat.
So then he's like, "Hey, Sean, you know what? I got a call to get invited to that show," and blah, blah, blah. He said, "Yeah, well, I had a little something to do with that, Jim." And he was so thrilled to go just to be there and see those guys that he played with. And, you know, we got to meet him. Sean got a nice picture with him. He was a lovely man. He's a lovely man.
Yeah, he told me, you know, he got to hang out with them afterwards, too. They had a nice dinner all together. So it was pretty cool that he got to, you know, see some of his teammates that he might not have seen since 1969. So
let's see. Now, Sean, I know your dad's a Mets fan, but you somehow became a Yankee fan. We're so
talking
about
that is true. So.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah.
I don't know. I just when I was young, I was like, you know, 8 or something like that, and I just kind of started watching the Yankees, and I just really fell in love with them. So
now, do you focus your collecting on the Yankees? And I know your dad's got a lot of it's very heavy into the Mets, but
What we did was we started like collecting all the 60s Mets cards and 70s Mets cards, and we pretty much from the 60s Mets, I think we're just missing about 3 cards. I think the Choo Choo Coleman 66 high number, and a couple, you know, like odd high numbers from those sets, but like Seaver rookie as well we don't have, but yeah.
Seaver rookie.
No, not yet. We got the Ryan rookie, though.
We do have the Ryan rookie.
But no, yeah.
Signed by both.
Yeah. Nice. But, yeah, no. So after I finished that, and I was like, oh, you know what, I might as well start the Yankees. Because I was kind of hesitant with it because, like, some of those cards are super expensive. When you have Mantle and Maris and Ford and Bauer on every set, Rizzuto, all those guys, it gets expensive. But, you know, I just kind of take it, you know, little by little. I've gotten most of the 52 Yankees, which is pretty cool. And then I just started going from there, 52, 53, all the way to, you know, pretty much 1980. I was trying to get everything done. So I think the 70s and are all finished. The 60s, I just need Mantle for pretty much every set.
Yeah. Now, but it's not a big deal, you know, Mets versus Yankees. You know, we support each other, and, you know, we go to both Mets games and Yankees games, you know, any day out of the ballpark, no matter which ballpark it is a good day for us, you know.
Yep. Now, Joe, you have the benefit of having a son that's into it. My son is 23, has no interest in cards in baseball. My daughter's 20. She has no interest in cards in baseball. I have so much stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I told my wife, I go, when I'm gone, you just take it and sell it or give it to the kids and they can sell it, because I don't have the heart to sell any of my stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got a nephew?
You want to adopt a nephew?
I'm hoping eventually I have a grandson and then at least pass it on to him, because I don't know. I don't know. The collecting is so personal sometimes, and it's hard to get rid of anything.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Even like before he was born, when I was doing the other collectings, the brief collecting that I was doing, I said somewhere in the back of my head, I knew I was gonna have somebody to pass it down to.
Well, you're lucky. Now, do you have any kind of white whales in terms of CTM and autograph that you're looking to get this year that you're like, oh, I really really want to get this guy through TTMing?
Through TTMing?
Yeah.
Not really. It's just kind of like I'll be on Sports Collectors and I'll just see, like, recently Luke Walker and Bob Robertson ironically played for the same team, Pirates in the 70s.
Like, yeah, I actually just sent out a Bob Robertson the other, last week.
Yeah, I mean, I've needed those guys for a lot of my sets. I did get them on 69s. You know, I paid up for them at signings. But yeah, I had like all these cards on them just laying around. Unsigned, you know, when guys like that start signing, you know, that's what I love to see. When someone like that I haven't been able to get CTM starts signing, those are like the white whales for me, pretty much. It's like when it just kind of just appear. I'm like, oh, I've never gotten him through the mail.
Yeah, we're just sort of on the lookout for people who haven't been signing in the past, and because we pretty much know the guys that have already signed, and we have pretty much most of those already, having 7,000 over 7,000 cards signed. So there's not a lot of Wyatt Wells left, and that's why a lot of we're looking at, you know, sometimes private signings and things like that to try to fill in where we can.
Yeah, we just did a Willie Orton private signing. Got 5 cards on for, you know, $10 a piece. It was, you know, he gave me a little discount. I think it was 12 each. But since I sent a bunch of cards in, he
now, do you guys pay in terms of if athletes are looking for donations through the mail to sign? Do you
absolutely. Yeah, if they charge a donation, you know, usually we don't mess around with that. We'll just send a donation.
Okay. Even the guys that are a little more expensive, like Carlton Fisk and Nolan Ryan and those guys.
With Fisk, actually, I have his 72 rookie card. I'm probably going to mail that out soon. He's 40, so yeah, I'll pay $40. And for Nolan Ryan, that's a good story. We got the 69 done, and then I had just gotten the 68 for Christmas, the rookie card. I had the 70, the 71 done, unsigned. And the 76, my dad started doing that set right around this time. So we were looking to send, I think they moved or something, you know, that Nolan Ryan Foundation had just moved, and they were talking about upping their prices. So I immediately contacted, you know, Nolan Ryan Foundation, and I said, would it be okay if I sent, 4 cards at $35 a card? And they said, yeah, sure, you know, send one, you know, send as soon as possible, whatever. So I, you know, we mailed those cards out. They came back, and I believe the next batch, everybody was just, sent back their cards saying, hey, we're $60 now. So it was pretty good. We paid them pretty much half of, we got 2 cards for one.
We got in under the wire.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of those, you know, like I know Colin Fisk goes to a charity, and I know some of these other guys go to charity. I don't mind doing that. It's, I don't know, some some of the other guys, you know, like, I don't know, like Pete Rose, you don't know if he's keeping the money or he's sending it, you know, for charity.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
He doesn't really do TTM. He's just pretty much all signings.
Al Kaline, what is Al Kaline doing with it? You know what I mean?
Kaline, yeah, I just want to get his autograph on some cards. I just got a 55 on him.
Nice.
A 56 I got on him as well for Christmas. I just mailed the 56, the 70, and the 71.
Yeah, what if he's like $10 a piece?
Yeah, he's $10. So, you know, we sent 30 cash to him. And then looking to get his 60 All-Star and the 62 All-Star because those are pretty nice cards as well. Just trying
now,
to get
do you have a favorite card, John? Joe, do you have a favorite card that, you know, like I really love this card from growing up or this is one of my favorite cards?
Yeah, probably that Nolan Ryan rookie card is my favorite. I probably had it, but it's probably one of the cards that got thrown out.
I like that card a lot, too, that one. I mean, the 69 Reggie rookie that I have autographed is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I like the 69 Nolan Ryan. I think that's a great card.
It is a great card.
Yeah,
we have that too.
That one and the Seaver we have signed too, 69 Seaver.
Yeah, and we were Jim Gosger did us did Sean a further kindness too, because not long after that he went to a reunion of the 1967
Oakland Athletics.
And he said, "Hey, Sean."
Kansas City Athletics.
Yeah. So he said, "Hey, Sean, you know, here's who's going to be there. If you have any cards," he goes, "I'll try to get some signatures for you." So, so he sent Sean sent a bunch of cards. He actually got us the three Reggie Jackson autographs, which was
wow. Cool. Nice to have a little inside.
Yeah, you know, it's all about networking too. You know, and my son is excellent at doing that. He uses, you know, Facebook and all kinds of stuff to find these guys.
Well, yeah, recently I found you know about the '69 Aurelio Rodriguez card.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So I found an article recently about, you know, it was an article about the Bat Boy, Leonard Garcia, and the guy, like, interviewed him, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I emailed the guy that wrote the article, and I asked him, about Leonard, and, you know, if he can forward an email to him for me, and he said, yeah, sure. So a couple of days later, I get an email from, you know, Leonard Garcia himself, you know, saying, hey, you know, this is I'm Leonard Garcia, the Bat Boy, and you know, I asked him if he would sign, you know, that card for me, and he did. So I got him to sign two of it for me.
Yeah, I saw an article that he would sign the card and Rodriguez would sign the card, but they both wouldn't sign the card. They had agreed that they would only one of them would sign the card.
Yeah.
So I know Rodriguez has passed away, so.
Yeah, I think there's everyone I was reading that, I think you read the same article as I did. I believe there's only there's only one of it in existence where both of them signed the same card. Like one, you know, Aurelio signed it and Leonard signed. I think it said Leonard had that card. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a whole interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to get Aurelio on that card too, but I mean, not like, you know, like the separate, you know, purchase. Like I'd like to see if I can find that on eBay, but it's so expensive. It's like usually about 100 or plus.
Right. I know there are cards out there, but he passed away a while ago.
Yeah, he died in 2000, I believe. You know, I don't think he signed all that much. And since it's a high number card from 69, it's kind of just, you know, it's a rookie card. It kind of makes it a little bit more valuable.
Well, we're speaking with Joe and Sean Ahern. They are TTM collectors. Joe, why don't you give your Facebook group and any contact information in any way people can reach out to you if they're interested in doing trades or helping you out with any of your sets?
Yeah, basically, like I said, we're Baseball Autographs TTM, and you could just message us through that on Facebook Messenger.
Now, are you guys on Instagram or Twitter or any of the other?
I do have an Instagram account for TTM autographs. It's let me just double check it. Let's see the name of it. I haven't looked it up in a while. It's SeanBaseball99.
Okay, SeanBaseball99 on Instagram, and you guys are on Facebook. You know, I recommend joining the Facebook group. There's all sorts of great posts. It's totally baseball centric. A lot of great information there.
People are very generous at sharing. Seem to be very generous at sharing the information. So it's a good group.
It's a fun hobby. I still get a thrill every time the mail comes and when TTM returns and.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know, my son. We get mail today. Yeah, we got mail today. No mail today. You know, it's like that's part of our daily conversation.
Yeah. Now, do you tag them so you know who's come back, or is it a surprise when you're opening them up?
No, I don't tag. The only way I would know if they put their return address label, and sometimes I won't look at it while I'm opening it, just so I can be surprised when I open it.
Now, what's the longest you've got had something out there got returned to you?
Longest?
Joe
Torre was a long one. Yeah. It was a Jose Cardinal that was almost 2 years at one point.
Torre was almost 2 years.
Yeah, Torre was a long one for us.
Yeah, I just finally got that back because I sent him the rookie card and I was really getting annoyed. I was like, "Come on, man!"
but usually just a couple weeks. But most of my guys are 2 or 3 weeks. But every once in a while, I'll get one back. I got Marty Barrett back after about a year and a half.
Yeah, Kershaw took a very long. I got Kershaw twice, and both of them were over a year. Which I mean, I'm not gonna complain on the wait for him. So
I spent twice to Kershaw, and both times I got my card back with not signed.
Yeah, he was better years. Like when I started in like 2011, 2012, that's when he was actually really good. In the most recent years, he pretty much just sends everything back. Although last year I did get one back, which was surprising. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that you get the card back, but you know what? You take the time to open the envelope, put the card in, and seal it and mail it. Why don't you sign it?
With Kershaw, I doubt that he's opening and closing all those and not signing. I feel like he's got someone, you know, doing it for him. Because, like, if you go on Sports Collectors and look how many people send to him, because people know there's a slight chance he might sign. So I'm feeling like he probably takes a little pile, you know, brings them home, signs them, and the rest of them, because what he does is he puts, like, a little little card in there for you. You know, it's not signed or anything like that. If he's not signing it, you probably got that when you got yours back.
Yeah.
It was like something extra. Yeah, I feel like he had someone, you know, just, you know, open up all the stuff that he's not signing and just, you know, at least give you something.
I know. Now, how about, I've been seeing Aaron Judge has been sending a lot of pictures back, not cards, but pictures and stuff. Have you gotten Aaron Judge through the mail?
Actually, we sent him a baseball last year, and so we're hoping maybe that might come back.
Yeah, yesterday it just happened because we sent that in like March of last year probably sent it in February, and I just happened to find the tracking information on it yesterday, so I looked up the tracking, but you know it's not out in the mail, of course. So, but you know I had to check.
Yeah, I mean I've been sending stuff out. I've been seeing a bunch come back. I sent the card last year, not realizing he doesn't send cards back.
Yeah, I've only seen one card return. My friend just sent that to me. Yeah, he texted me yesterday. He's like, "Oh, he signed a card." And I was like, "Yeah," but I see most of his returns are balls and photos. And I think I did see one jersey recently as well in a different group.
No, I know before he was kind of up in the ML major leagues, he was signing. So, yeah, I guess he does answer his mail.
Yeah, I did. I was able to get him, on a card before he really blew up. Someone was, you know, just selling it, and I was able to get it, you know, fairly cheap. So that was pretty cool. And then he blew up like 2 months later.
Unfortunately, hopefully, all these returns don't kill him in the future. I know, I'm sure. I don't know if you know, Brett Favre was signing a while ago, and I think we, as a hobby, we just inundated him with it, and he just said, "Forget it, I'm not signing it anymore."
Right.
Well, yeah, even Wade Boggs, people, you know, were going crazy with him for a while. He stopped, and it looks like he's starting to do it again. So,
yeah, he was just at the Red Sox thing that I was at. I guess I didn't get his room, but I guess he was pretty cordial.
Yeah, and Brooks Robinson too. I think a lot of people took advantage of him. I think
destroyed.
He was destroyed.
Yeah, I think Paul Mahler did as well. He was signing for a while and he stopped, and I think he started back up again. So
yeah, with $10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, but you can see that these guys, even if they get in the $10 that they want to spend, I don't know how many hours, you know, answering, you know, 1,000 letters.
Hey, for $10, I would be answering 1,000 letters.
No, I know.
But. Well, Al Kaline is the king of $10. He's, you know, what, 85, 86, and
yeah.
I'm sure he's making a good amount of money off the $10 every, you know, everybody's sending them.
No, I know.
Yeah, I grabbed a Pete Alonso right before the season, right when the season started last year too, on a Bowman card. But I'd like to get him on a Topps card.
They were trying to get him at the stadium, you know, outside the stadium, but we haven't gotten yet.
So you guys, try to do some in person stuff at the stadium? Have you had much?
Yeah, we've had pretty good luck there. We've had pretty good luck at Citi Field.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium. I got Severino twice, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the Yankees
Park is horrible. Fenway Park's horrible for
him. We went to Fenway one time 2 years ago, and I think I got Dom Smith and Todd Frazier to sign. It was a Mets Red Sox game. I went on the Mets side.
Yeah. But well, now with the screens, you can't get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing as with Citi Field. They put up all the netting now. So before you could go right down to the wall and stand there, and like it was like a lineup, like half a dozen guys, you know, would come down and sign for you, but okay. No more now.
Yeah, we got DeGrom before they put those screens up in 2014 in his rookie season before he was really, you know, anything good. And,
yeah, but when I was a kid, Fenway used to be awesome, especially, you know, in the early late 70s, early 80s before. When they were bad, before people started going crazy at Fenway, you could go before the game, and the visiting teams were always siding, and some of the Red Sox were too. But now it's horrible. Now, do you guys go down to spring training at all?
I do with my uncle. I'm probably going to go, you know, this year. I went last year and 2 years prior to that. So yeah, it's actually really fun. We usually only go to like one game for, you know, we go to one Met game, one Yankee game. We just go for a weekend when I have off from school.
Do you do autographs at spring training or no?
I try. You know, I'm just he's not really, my uncle's not really big into it, but you know, he did accommodate me for a couple of those games where we would get there like super early, and I think I did the Phillies. It was a Phillies Yankees game, and I saw none of the Yankees were even like paying attention to autographs. So I went to the Phillies side, and actually I did get ten guys to sign that day. It was pretty cool. You know, no big names. I think like Cesar Hernandez, Aaron Altair. It was not like a great ball, but it's still something cool to have, I guess.
Now, do you send out a big batch for spring training?
I have in the past. It's getting shorter and shorter every year because I want to say I started doing spring training in 2014. And 2014, I got a good amount. 2015, I got a good amount. 16, good amount. 17, but like last year it was rough. Like no one said. Like everybody's just like kind of stopped signing their spring training mail. So I think I'm gonna limit it to people that I want to get that I know might sign. I'm probably not going to send to a whole lot of people this year. I know there's like Felipe Alou, I definitely will do. Ron Guidry, I've done in the past, but I think he's done through spring training. I didn't get him last year. And Tony Oliva is usually pretty good.
Yeah, I actually got a return. I got a RCS on it. They sent the card back and it didn't sign it for him, which I was surprised.
Who's that?
Tony Oliva.
What, did you send to spring training or a regular?
I did. No, I spent spring training last year.
I sent two. You know, I sent one out. My father sent one out, and one came back. The other one didn't come back. So, but at least we got one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna try him again.
Yeah, definitely. He's pretty good. If you give him a couple tries, you'll get him.
I was always a big fan of his as a player. I thought I enjoyed watching him.
Hmm.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time today. It's been great talking TTM with you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Sean. He's very good, even though you're a Yankee fan. It was nice speaking with you. Yeah. You know, don't be a stranger, Sean. Drop me a line and let me know Jim's contact information. I'd like to reach out to him, or maybe you can just pass along. And I'd love to have him on the show, so if you could do that, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I can message him and see if he'd be interested.
Okay, perfect. And why don't you promote your Facebook group and your TT and your Instagram group one more time, and then
yeah, sure. Again, it's on Facebook. It's Baseball Autographs TTM,
and the Instagram account is SeanBaseball99.
Once again, we were talking with Joe and Sean at Ahern.
Hey, Hearn,
I apologize.
That's okay.
And hopefully I didn't step on you guys too bad.
No, not at all. It's wonderful.
Yep.
All right, and you guys have a great day, and enjoy the playoff games and upcoming season. Hopefully the Red Sox and Mets find managers soon.
Yeah, hopefully the Yankees win the World Series.
Well, you get the inside shot because you're going to like Garrett Cole. He's awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I can't wait. Hopefully, you know, we go to a few games, you know, here and there. So hopefully, I get to go see him.
All right. Well, as I always close my podcast on, I wish you many happy returns, and I will talk to you guys later.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I've been your host for the program. Hopefully, you enjoyed our interview with the Hearns, Joe and Sean. We recorded that interview a couple weeks ago. I've had some interviews that with athletes and stuff that had backed up, so I'm glad I got to finally play that. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with a couple of fellow TTM collectors. Our next show will be on Sunday, February 23rd. If you're interested in being a guest on the program or have any feedback, please send me an email at ttmcast@yahoo.com. As I said, we have a lot of baseball players coming up in future episodes, so hopefully you'll tune in. So once again, I want to thank everyone for staying and hanging with us. It's a little long show today, and as always, wishing everyone many happy returns.